State your question.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Garnos, Canyon, is that one of the most popular male names for 2007, or where in the world did you come up with this one?
It is a deep name. Senator Garnos?
Thank you, Mr. President. We did have a great debate about that, and one of the names in our top five list was Ed. But we opted for something a little different.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I don't think we probably keep records of this nature, but it should also be noted that I came into this legislature in the year of 2001, and at that time, Representative Garnos and his wife also had a baby during the time of the legislative session. So I don't know if this is a trend or a, but it probably is a record. Should be noted.
At least a habit. Thank you, Senator. All right, we'll move on now to a second reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 44, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the licensing and regulation of grain dealers and buyers.
Senate Bill 44 has had a second reading now and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this bill is a request for a revision of the law as it applies to the buyers of grain. Our current law requires that those who buy grain for the purpose of reselling it as grain are required to be licensed and bonded. However, in recent years, the grain producers are now selling a large volume of their grain to processing plants such as ethanol plants and soybean processors. Those facilities purchase the grain, but their intent is to process it into ethanol and soybean oil. Their end products are very different than the raw materials that they purchased in the beginning. Senate Bill 44 redefines the purchaser from being called a grain dealer to being called a grain buyer. The intent of this bill is to extend the protection to include not only those producers who sell to someone intending to resell the grain, but also to those producers who sell their grain products to a processor. For a processor to be governed by this bill, they must be purchasing at least $300,000 worth of grain directly from producers in a calendar year. Grain that is purchased for feeding to livestock is exempted from the licensing and bonding requirement. Section 6 recognizes that there are differences in grain buyers, as some are large volume purchasers, while others may only buy in small quantities. Therefore, language is added here to differentiate between the large grain buyers, called Class A buyers, and they will be held to a higher standard of financial review. The Class A buyer are those who purchase or enter into delayed pricing contracts in excess of $10 million annually. The Class B grain buyers are those whose purchasing grain is valued at less than that amount. They are not held to the same high standard as the Class A buyer, but they are also given fewer privileges. Section 7 speaks to the bonding requirements. This sets the required bond to be related to the amount of grain purchased. This replaces current statute that looks to the number of locations where the buyer is operating. The minimum bond required is $50,000, and the amount goes up from there. One final thing to acknowledge is that Section 1 changes any violation of this law to a Class 1 misdemeanor instead of a Class 2 misdemeanor. The objective is to recognize that the loss of the value of grain in today's environment should probably trigger something more than a $200 fine. I ask you to pass this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 44. Because there are fines and fees which are dedicated to a fund, a specific fund apart from the general fund, which is continuously appropriated under this chapter, a two-thirds vote is required for this bill. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bella?
Aye.
Elbers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haugi?
Aye.
Heidepriem?
Aye.
Hirth?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Tirsted?
Aye.
Kadas?
Aye.
Kochek?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Lintz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Turbeck Berry?
Aye.
Tubols?
Aye.
Senate Bill 44, having received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect, is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 45, an act to revise the requirements regarding the licensing and regulation of public grain warehouses to establish a grain warehouse fund and to make a continuous appropriation from that fund.
Senate Bill 45 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Remarks?
President.
Senator Denwald.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, I've got two versions here. I'll give you the short version first. If there's questions, we'll go with the long version. It's a long bill. But this bill proposed to add as new sections of most of the statutes that were repealed in Senate Bill 42 that we just passed a couple of days ago. That becomes law. That was a chapter of statutes that apply to both grain warehouses and general storage warehouses. It's similar to Senate Bill 44, by the way. These statutes have been revised to apply only to grain warehouses, added to new sections as Chapter 49, 43, the grain warehouse chapter. In other words, although the bill appears to add a number of new sections regarding grain warehouses, most of these already exist in Chapter 49-42. This bill also proposed to define in statute open storage grain to extend bond coverage to grain that is placed in open storage. Clarifies that open storage grain is a bailment and it is not subject to seizure in any actions against the warehouse operator. This bill also proposes to increase the penalty for many violations of the chapter from Class 2 to Class 1 misdemeanors. This is being proposed in recognition of the fact that the value of the commodities is much higher, therefore the potential for harm is much greater. It believes that the increase in penalty will make it more likely that the prosecutions will occur for the violation. Therefore, the deterrent factor will be increased. And if you need more, I've got a lot more, but if you got a question, then I'll sit down.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 45. Just as was the case in Senate Bill 44, there is a continuous appropriation connected to this bill, so a two-thirds affirmative vote is required. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The question is Senate Bill 45.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Elbers?
Aye.
Apa? Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haugi?
Aye.
Heidepriem?
Aye.
Hirth?
Hunstead?
Aye. Hunhoff?
Aye.
Tirsted?
Aye.
Kadas?
Aye.
Kochek?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Lintz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney? Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton? Turbeck Berry?
Aye.
Tubols? Senator McNinney? Mr. President, 35 ayes.
Senate Bill 45 has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is acceptable as is.
Senate Bill 52, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of franchises and business opportunities.
Senate Bill 52 has had its second reading, is now for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Dempster.
Mr. President, members of the body, Senate Bill 52 comes to us at the request of the Department of Revenue and Regulation. This was a bill that passed out of yesterday's Commerce Committee. It's a bill that first repeals our existing franchise laws and replaces those with updated and modern franchise laws, coordinates these franchise laws with the Federal Trade Commission, makes it consistent with actions of the Federal Trade Commission. This is supported by the industry being regulated, and it's also supported by those regulating the industry. In the wisdom of Senator Duenwald, this is a good bill, and I'd appreciate it if you'd pass it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is Senate Bill 52. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah. Elvers.
Aye.
Apa.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Denwald. Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greenfield. Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Haugi.
Aye.
Heideprim.
Aye.
Hirth. Hunstead. Hunhoff. Jerstead. Kadis.
Aye.
Kochek.
Aye.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Linz.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schmidt. Smith.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Trebek Berry.
Aye.
Two bowls.
Aye.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Senator Hunstead.
Aye.
Mr. President, 35 ayes.
Senate Bill 52 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 99, an act to exempt certain school districts from the requirement to reorganize due to low enrollment.
Senate Bill 99 has had a second reading, is now for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Albers.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, I bring you Senate Bill 99. I'll get right to the bottom line when I deal with what does it do. Look at the second page, the new language. What it does is exempt two contract school districts in my district from mandatory consolidation. They are contract schools. They're small schools. They have less than 100 students. It's important to point out that Greater Hoyt, one of my schools, has 50 children. They go to Akron Westfield in Iowa. The school has a population of 577 children. So you can see that Greater Hoyt is just about 10% of their population. Greater Scott has 13 children. They go to Haywarden, Iowa. The West Sioux in Haywarden, Iowa, has a population of 678 children. Now, I know that you're not interested in a lot of philosophy here, so I'll get to the facts as soon as I can, but I do need to philosophize just a little bit. The chairman of the board, the school board of Greater Hoyt, has been on the school board for 18 years. He's a graduate of Greater Hoyt or of Westfield Akron High School. His children have all attended Westfield Akron. They're all graduates of the high school. His grandmother is a graduate of Akron Westfield. What's happened is that forever, or for at least as long as I can see, Kids from Greater Hoyt and Greater Scott have gone to school in Iowa on a contract basis if they were in high school. 40 years ago, they decided to consolidate. They were a little ahead of the curve. We didn't catch up to them for a while. 40 years ago, the children from Greater Scott and Hoyt, from grade school through high school, started attending school at over on the Iowa side of the river. The facts are that the kids in these school districts are receiving adequate, no exemplary educations. I've checked with the school district administrators. Iowa law requires 4 years of language. Both of these schools provide calculus. The kids that go to these schools would qualify for the South Dakota Opportunity Scholarship if they did a decent job. I have to think there's probably two reasons why we might want to consolidate schools that are small. Either because we think they're not getting an adequate education, or because we think it's not cost effective to have small schools. Well, look at it wouldn't be cost effective for Greater Scott with 13 kids to try to run a school and have math and science and calculus and 4 years of language. Wouldn't work. But they don't go to a school with 13 kids. They go to a school with 678 kids. And they get a good education. Now, cost effective, in the case of Greater Scott, they haven't received any state aid to education money for 3 years. They don't get state money. They won't get any next year. Can I guarantee you they never will? No, I can't guarantee it, but I think it says something. For the state of South Dakota, that's pretty cost effective. We're giving kids a good education, and it's not costing the state of South Dakota anything. The local taxpayers, I can tell you, are quite happy to pay the bill that their kids are running up in the school district in Iowa. Greater Hoyt spends a little more money, apparently. They've got 50 kids. But their numbers run about what they should with what I've heard called the Cutler-Gabriel thing that we do all the time. The state does about 52%. Local effort does the rest. That's cost effective. If these kids or if these school districts were to consolidate, I'll give you an example of the school district Greater Hoyt. If they sent about half their kids to Elk Point, about half their kids to Alcester, by the formula that we've worked out to remunerate the districts for, or reward the districts for consolidation, by my numbers, I figure it would cost the state of South Dakota approximately $960,000 to get that job done. Leave them alone, it won't cost you anything. Leave them alone, and the kids will go over there, and they'll get a decent education. They'll get an exemplary education. They'll do it cost-effectively, and they'll graduate from the school that their grandma and grandpa graduated from. I would urge your support of Senate Bill 99. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would urge your support of Senate Bill 99. I believe that, we've gone through the discussions over the years of, quote, a tax haven, and there's always unique situations. We passed Senate Bill 21, which will allow the Secretary of Education to negotiate with all our border states. It may answer this particular question, but it really is my belief that Greater Scott and Greater Hoyt have such a unique religious, economic connection on the Iowa side of the river that it makes little sense. To me, the money is really irrelevant. It's much more the case that you will really uproot what has been going on for decades. And so I would urge you to support Senator Albers and give Senate Bill 99 a yes vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 99. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
No.
Elbers?
Aye.
Ipa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haughey?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Hirth?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Durstead?
Aye.
Kadas?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
No.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Linz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson? Schmidt?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Trebekberry?
Aye.
Two bowls. Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, two nays.
Senate Bill 99 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is accepted as is. Members of the Senate, we've received a late report from a standing committee. Without objection, we'll revert to item 5, reports of standing committees. Are there any objections? Seeing none, we'll revert.
Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 51 and recommends said bill do pass. Thomas Hansen, Chair.
Members of the Senate, that concludes our business. Are there any announcements? Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce tomorrow, 10 a.m., room 413. Thank you.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, 745, 423.
Senator Denwald.
Tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Senate Ag.
Senator Garnos.
Senate Transportation tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Any further announcements? Not, Madam Secretary.
Senator Greenfield moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned. Thank you.